Governor Doyle proposed steering more federal funds to setting up bike lanes, paths, and signs in the state. The legislature's Joint Finance Committee added another $5 million over the next 2 years for local bike programs. Kevin Hardman says that would be the first big batch of state funds for bicycling infrastructure. Hardman heads the Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin. He says the money would start making up for recent years when the state fell short of federal recommendations on how much to spend on biking.
It doesn't bring us to what we think is a fair allocation, but it's getting us down the path.
But with the state budget traveling down a road of red ink, Hardman is looking over his shoulder a bit in case budget cutters in the Assembly, Senate, or Governor's office are catching up to what Joint Finance approved.
And we don't take for granted that people might think that that's not a good use of the state transportation dollar. Though when you look at the number of trips taken and combine pedestrians and bicycles, the percentage of the total trips taken in the state is 8 or 9%. We're going to bring the transportation dollar up to 2%.
The Bicycle Federation of Wisconsin has declared this week Bike to Work Week in Madison and Milwaukee, and several events are planned. Some other cities had special rides last month. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.